Well, you only have to hear numbers like that to understand why, despite all the fear since September 11th, airport security has also become the subject of jokes. Tales of inconsistent scrutiny circulate. Stories about odd searches, the oversights of questioners, and the sheer randomness of random searches leave the public puzzled and the late-night comics with plenty of material.
It's a topic ripe for humor. You may have heard a few jokes like this one from NBC TV's Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He said,
a new poll of kids across the country shows 40% of the kids still believe in Santa Claus, 30% believe in the Easter Bunny, but only 10% of the kids believe airport security exists.
Airport security has been good for an easy laugh, perhaps because in the humor, there's a grain of truth. Here are some real tales from the airfields.
My name is Jim Rowe. I'm from Washington, D.C., native. I needed to get on an earlier shuttle than I had planned, so I was in a little bit of a hurry. And I whisked right through security, and I was immediately escorted over to my left. And they said, sir, we're going to have to go through your bags. And I went, oh, no, I'm going to miss this plane. And I looked over to my right, and I saw a gentleman who was having even a tougher time. He was being frisked from his nose to his toes. And his bags were being opened, and every article of clothing was being looked at and taken out. And I looked over at him again and noticed that this was Dan Quayle. So I said in a loud voice, only in America, Mr. Vice President.
This is Victoria Hurd. I'm an administrative assistant from North Hollywood, California. And I had some stuff in all four of our bags. So I said, well, I have stuff in all four of these bags. So they searched them all. And my husband was waiting beyond the security checkpoint area. The security checkpoint area is clearly delineated by this invisible line on the carpet. So when they're done with me and they say, oh, okay, well, you can go. And I motioned to my husband to, you know, to come and help me with these four bags. And he steps forward, and the National Guardsman, with the finger on the trigger of the M16, you know, barks, you know, just like, step back from the security checkpoint area, sir. My husband's like, oh, okay. And he raises his hands, and he steps back out of the security checkpoint area.
I'm Gordon Grant from Corvallis, Oregon. I was flying back east, and for some reason I was upgraded to first class. And they came around with the lunch service, and the woman sitting next to me asked if they had any wine. And the flight attendant said, oh yes, we have some very nice wines, but unfortunately we have no way of getting them open. I chimed in, you mean you have nothing on this airplane that will open a bottle of wine? And the flight attendant said, well, we've tried. And in fact, yesterday, we went up to the cockpit and asked the pilots if they could help us. And the co-pilot actually took out the crash axe and tried to pry the cork of the wine bottle out with the tip of the crash axe. And he managed to get it open, but in the process got wine all over the windshield of the airplane. And the pilot immediately said, we're not doing that one again.
Air travel tales from three weary and wary travelers.